Hey everyone, it's me, Chaska, with some quick recommendations before the show starts. We're particularly excited about this week's because some of our favorite podcasts are in it with us. We're so excited that they've joined Kids Listen and that you can hear their episodes. First up, we have Aaron's World with a Summer Extras episode. Aaron's dad travels to the past to bring kids several recommendations from the future for great podcasts to enjoy while school is out. We also recommend Shabam. In this episode, they explain why doing homework and going to school is a luxury. Before 1938, if you were a kid who didn't have super wealthy parents, you would probably be working all day. Shabam will take you back less than 100 years, so you can appreciate last month. And now, here's Lonnie.
Hello, this is Lonnie Power, and this is episode number 15 of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out our favorite books for you. I'm reviewing The Castle of Adventure by Enid Blyton, published by Macmillan and Company Limited in 1964. It's got 192 pages, and it's an adventure. Here's a brief synopsis. Jack, Lucy Ann, Philip, and Dinah were going to Spring Cottage for the holidays when they saw the old castle up on a hill. The villagers would not go in because they thought it was haunted. When Jack saw golden eagles flying around it, however, he was determined to try and find the eagle's nest. As they hunted around the hill, they befriended a gypsy girl who was following them to look at Kiki, the parrot on Jack's shoulder. They found the eagle's nest in the courtyard of the castle, and Jack spent the night hoping to take pictures of the eagles. That night, he was woken by a beam of light flashing around the castle and discovered there's more to the mystery of the castle than just rumors.
Yeah, Power for Kids.
Characters. Jack.
I need to get a photograph of those eagles.
Is Lucy Ann's brother. He is very interested in birds and photography. Kiki is his pet. Kiki.
Musty, dusty, fusty. Musty, dusty, fusty.
Is Jack's pet parrot, who is always saying unpredictable things and making all the kids laugh. Lucy Ann is Jack's sister. She's pretty clever and helps her friends out of tight spots. She is very fond of Philip. Philip,
heel button,
is Dinah's brother. He loves animals. He also adopts a pet fox named Button. Dinah,
Philip, get these beetles out of here,
is Philip's sister, but she doesn't share his love of creepy crawlies like spiders, bats, and mice. She doesn't understand why Lucy Ann adores Philip so much. Button,
ring ding 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 ding,
what does a fox say? Is a baby fox that Tassie found and Philip took in. Mrs. Mannering is not very fond of the way he smells, though. Mrs. Mannering,
have you found the nest?
Is Dinah and Philip's mother. She's kind of a standing mother for Lucy Ann and Jack as well. She cares about the kids, but she gives them a lot of freedom to do what they want. Tassie,
I smell nice,
is the gypsy girl the kids befriended on the way to the castle. She is very intrigued by Kiki and feels it is an honor to carry her. Here's my opinion. I love this book because it's exciting and the main characters are kids. My favorite part is all the funny things Kiki the parrot says. It's always something ridiculous like, Pop goes the weasel or you dropped your hanky. I think Enid Blyton succeeded in telling a funny story that has a lot of adventure and suspense. It makes me feel like I was actually there with all the great detail the author put in. Just so you know, this book was written a long time ago, and back then it was common to use words like gypsy and red Indian that we now find uncomfortable or offensive. While it's a shame that people were viewed so differently, this book is still very fun and entertaining, and I hope people can look past that. I think everyone should read this book because it's got a great mystery and it's fun to try and figure it out.
Would you like to hear a part of the book?
The day after her bath, Tassie came down to the cottage and looked in at the window. She held something in her arms, and the others wondered what it was.
There's Tassie. She's got her blue frock on and looks quite nice. But her hair's all in a tangle again. And whatever has she got round her neck?
Her shoes. I knew she wouldn't wear those long. She's so used to being barefooted that shoes would hurt her. But she can't bear to part with them, so she strung them round her neck.
What has she got in her arms? Tassie, come and show us what you've got.
It's a fox cub. Oh, the pretty little thing. Tassie, where did you get it?
From its den. I knew where Fox family lived, you see.
Philip took the little cub in his arms. It was the prettiest thing imaginable, with its sharp little nose, its small brushed tail, and its thick red coat. It lay quivering in Philip's arms, looking up at him. Before many seconds had passed, the spell that Philip seemed to put on all animals fell upon the fox cub. It crept up to his neck and licked him. It cuddled against him. It showed him in every way it could that it loved him.
You've got a wonderful way with animals, just like your father had. What a dear little cub, Philip. Where are you going to keep it? You will have to keep it in some sort of cage, won't you? Or it will run off.
Of course not, Mother. I shall train it to heal, like a puppy. It will soon learn.
Well, but foxes are such wild creatures.
But no creature was wild with Philip. Before 2 hours had gone by, the cub was scampering at Philip's heels, begging to be taken into his arms whenever the boy stopped. Kiki disliked Philip's fox cub very much and scolded it vigorously whenever she saw it. But Tassie she loved and flew to her shoulder as soon as she saw her, murmuring nonsense into her ear. Tassie, of course, was delighted about this and felt enormously proud when Kiki came to her.
You may think Tassie simply adores you, Philip, but you come second to Kiki all the same.
I wish Kiki would leave Button alone.
Button was the name Philip had given to the little fox cub, which, like Tassie, followed him about whenever it could.
Kiki is really behaving badly about Button. I suppose she's jealous.
How many times have I told you to wipe your feet? Where's your handkerchief? God save the weasel! Pop goes the king! Please open your book at page 6.
Shut up, Kiki. You remind me of school. I say, you others, I saw that eagle again today. It was soaring over the hilltop, and its wingspread was terrific. I'm sure it's got a nest up there.
Well, let's go up and find it. I'm longing to have a squint at that old castle anyway, even if we can't go up the road that has landslided. Or is it landslid? We can get as close to it as possible and see what it's like.
Yes, let's do something exciting. Let's take our tea out and go up the hill as far as we can. You can look for eagle's nests, Jack, and we'll have a look at the old castle. It looks so strange and mysterious up there, frowning down at the valley, as if it had some secret to hide.
It's empty, you know. Probably full of mice and spiders and bats, but otherwise empty.
Ooh, don't let's go inside then. I'd rather find an eagle's nest than get mixed up with bats inside an old castle.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks to Aunt Alice for being our narrator.
If you like this episode, check out our website, bookpowerforkids.podomatic.com. And please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It'll help other people find our podcast. School's out for us now, so we might not make as many episodes in the summer. But I'm working on a special project that I'm really excited about. I'm going to review The Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog by Mel Willems. And we're going to try to make an animated cartoon to go with it. It should be a lot of fun. If you want to read any of the books that we've reviewed, you should purchase them wherever books are sold or check them out at the library. Bye!
Retake.
Ring ding 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 ding.
You have to like go for it. Be like ring ding 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 ding. And then be like, what does a fox say?
I can't have to stop laughing first.